Welcome back to the Summer Valley Film Review. As always, I'm Ben Pinsent, and this time we'll be travelling to Neo-Tokyo in the Hollywood adaptation of Ghost in the Shell. In the future, mankind has embraced cybernetic augmentation to enhance various aspects of themselves. Mira Killian, a survivor of a terrorist attack, is chosen to test the first shell, an entirely robotic body that contains her biological brain, also known as a ghost. However, when a cyber terrorist called Kazu targets high-up scientists at the company that made Killian's shell, Killian and her team at Section 9, an anti-terrorist unit, uncover a corporate conspiracy and the truth behind Major Mira Killian's origins. I'm not sure whether I'm controversial or not by saying this, but I really enjoyed Ghost in the Shell. This is thanks in no small part to the phenomenal production design by industry veteran Jan Roelofs, who also did the production design for 1997 dystopian sci-fi Gattaca. The city in Ghost in the Shell is like Blade Runner on steroids, and it is chock full of detail, texture, and life. The performances are also really good. Taking Scarlett Johansson out of the controversy for a second, I think she does a great job in trying to find a balance between a robotic body with a human brain inside it, and conveys a great deal of feeling with very little facial expression. The other actors also ooze personality, especially Pilu Özberg, who plays Uriel Greyjoy in Game of Thrones, and Beat Takeshi Kitano. Before I leave off, I think it's important to address the controversy surrounding this film. Can Ghost in the Shell be accused of whitewashing? Short answer is no, but I can't fully explain that issue in this segment, but if you would like, you can visit my blog, corruptedrecord.com, to read my full opinion. While the film doesn't handle the issue gracefully, there is a reveal that felt a little bit too on the nose for my taste, it's important to remember that Ghost in the Shell explores the question of identity. Major Killian's body is separate from her mind, so it asks whether identity is physical or ephemeral. With that being said, Ghost in the Shell is not perfect. Some of the action sequences are ripped directly from the anime original, but overall it is a stylish, solid adaptation of a classic of science fiction. Thanks for listening to another Summer Valley FM film review with me, Ben Pinsent. And if you have an opinion that you would like to share about Ghost in the Shell or any other movie that I've talked about on the show, why not share it on Summer Valley FM social media, either on Facebook or on Twitter, at Summer Valley FM. But of course, more importantly, don't forget to join me next time when I'll be talking about more movies arriving in cinemas.